You could hear her. We're up. Sorry, man.
We're up on Blog Talk.
Good morning, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on Blog Talk Radio. We will be up in about 4 minutes when the top of the hour news is done. Because they all come out at different times.
That's better. This felt like it was.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
Adjust withholding.
What?
Hold on.
At least you're here.
Okay.
Somebody else is here. Usually I'm on air and no one's here.
Good morning, Mark Anthony. How are you? I'm going to tie this to Facebook one day. You guys can't hear what I hear, and we're going to tie it together eventually. It just won't be today. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mark. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. How you doing this morning?
I know. It's not on terrestrial yet.
Yeah.
We got commercials going on in their head. They can't hear them. You can't hear it. The only one can hear them is me. So they look like they're just looking at me like I'm just sitting here waiting.
So you're hearing the commercials?
I'm hearing the commercials.
You're going to buy anything? You're hearing on the commercials?
I'm hearing everything going on in my head. I'm hearing everything going on in my head.
So I see she pled not guilty.
Well, what else is she going to plead? Everybody pleads not guilty first.
Well, no, the other one pled. So I don't know who she was. The other one pled guilty.
Let's do it. Because I got a question. Because you're in your first arraignment. Everybody pleads not guilty. No one goes in there and pleads guilty, do they?
Well, they've already did their arraignment. But, you know, the other ones did their – they went and pleaded guilty and out the door.
I got to find out, why is it that some trials take weeks, some trials take days, some things take months, and some things take, like, hours?
Well, it all depends on how it's moving through.
Why?
Now, this is a federal court, so it makes a difference.
Oh, it does?
It goes quicker through the federal court.
Oh, it's quicker in federal?
Yeah. When you get down to this level, the county level, it's a little pondersome.
Why?
They move pretty good. Well, it takes, you know, it's a lot of work for one thing to do a case, and they've got more than one case. So they have a calendar, and they'll schedule these trials out 9 months to a year, and they'll schedule three or four at the same time.
But why are some take weeks, and some trials take weeks, and some trials take days? We can have here, we take them, if they go more than 2 weeks, it's really rare.
Well, if you're talking about a trial, that's one thing. But the entire process, somebody can come in, they can plead not guilty in arraignment, make a plea deal with the prosecutor 2 days later, go in, plead guilty, and now it's done.
Okay.
So Lori Loughlin's not going to make a deal. And I liked her. I liked her shows. I liked her movies on Hallmark.
They're back to sappy white movies again. I watched them over the weekend.
Oh, you know what I watched today? Well, we'll talk about it when we get on the air. It's interesting how times change, but I watched something from 1978 last night on television, and it's the whitest movie I've seen in a long time.
Hold on. I've got to have clean opening.
Okay.
I have to have clean openings.
I'm not going there.
Pardon me? Oh, thank you. I forget. I didn't even think about it. Good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends this gloomy Monday morning, the 15th tax day of April 2019. In studio with me, I have attorney Mark Mangi. I'm Tracy Winbush and want you to join us. The number here is 516-595-8258. We are brought to you by Window World of Youngstown for replacement windows, for siding, for doors, for whatever you need for home improvement. You want to give Window World a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And so that Tracy Winbush sent you. Mark Mangi, good morning.
How you doing this morning, Tracy?
You
look good.
I feel good.
Good.
This is my third meeting.
Yeah.
I was out delivering news to people and making them have heart attacks and take antacids. So send Tom McCabe some antacids.
Yeah.
Do that for
him. Is he still alive after your conversation with him, or did he kind of go off?
I wanted to make sure his heart was beating.
Oh, okay. Because I was sometimes.
He's got a pretty good heart.
Was his response colorful?
Yeah. Yeah. He was real calm.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, you know that gray hair Mark Monroe has around the edges? So you thought it was from his wife and kids? No, it was really me. So I did that this morning, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Because everybody, if I'm staying up at night, everybody has to stay up at night. And I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I get, I'm a magazine person. I believe that the best way to the fastest news is through magazines, better than internet, or it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a magazine called Vanity Fair.
Okay.
And they have like an 8-page spread on Beto.
Yes. On Beto?
On Beto.
The Texas Beto.
Texas Beto.
Not bougie bougie.
Not bougie bougie. Beto.
Okay.
What's up with that? When do we start?
Well, Beto's yesterday's news. That Vanity Fair story has been around for a little while. They're talking about it last week. So I don't know how they do their publishing, but they pick their anointed ones. Beto was the anointed one, but then I think they found out he was kind of goofy, and now they've dumped him. And you don't hear about Beto anymore. The press is trying to find a candidate that they can ride into the White House next year, and they thought Beto might be the one, but he waves his arm too much and goes out to the desert and eats dirt. That's somebody we all sure want for president. And so he's kind of moving on.
If you put him and the Green New Deal together, you have one major big crackpot.
Well, they're all that way. Bougie Bougie's that way, too. They're going around with Bougie Bougie. I did a meme this morning with the Sistine Chapel with the smoke coming out. Underneath it, I wrote Conclave of the Progressive Media. And, we have a pope. His name is... Buttigieg,
because he's
the newest one. He is the one. Oh, he's a rising star. He's coming up in the polls. He is the savior of the Midwest.
So where?
And yet, when you put the policies next to him, he's no better than Beto or anybody else. The guy's a wacko.
So where's Bernie?
Well, Bernie's out ahead of everybody.
Bernie's ahead of everyone.
Bernie's raising money, and Bernie's raised the most money, and Bernie's ahead of everybody.
And they're not going to steal it this time from Bernie.
Listen,
they stole it from Bernie last time.
They stole it from Bernie last time. And they may be falling into the Republican trap.
Hijack.
The Republican trap pick presidential candidates by whose turn it is.
But now
Bob Dole, it was his turn. And Romney, it was his turn.
Now, hold on, wait a minute. Let me see. John McCain, it could not have been his turn.
McCain, it was
no,
his turn.
There was no way for it to be McCain's turn. McCain was never – hold it. John, I am a solid Republican, and I love John McCain, and I thought he was – John McCain was my cat. I had no problem with him personally. He had some – you know, he was a moderate – he was a do-the-right-thing kind of guy, and he was not beholden to party, period. John McCain has never been, nor will he ever, even though he was a Republican nominee, has he ever been Republican?
Well, I know that.
So how was it his turn when he was never Republican?
It
how
was
you,
his turn.
So when do I get my turn?
Well, listen, get in line. That's why everybody – that's why they hated Trump so much. It wasn't his turn.
Well, he would never get a turn.
Well,
so
he
– when
he,
do
but he
I
won.
Get my turn?
He won.
Do I get a turn?
Well, I suppose. I, you know.
Do I get a turn? Do what
you got to run for office.
No.
You got to be part of the Washington establishment.
No.
You got to be an insider.
No.
You got to have towed the line for 50 years.
No.
Eh, then it's not your turn.
But no, hold on. John McCain never towed the line.
But he was a long-term Republican who everybody respected. And I forget, was there a primary back then when he ran?
Yeah, there was a primary.
Who was in the primary? I'd have Gingrich? To look that up. Was Gingrich in
it? I think Gingrich was
well,
in it.
He could not have won that.
I think Romney stopped in at that time.
Yeah, Romney was in it.
Whoever was in it, John McCain, sir. I mean, we had a nice little primary that year.
But it was his turn.
There's no way you can have a return if you're not a Republican.
Well, he was in the Senate as a Republican.
Well, you know what?
He was a Republican, but he was a maverick. Oh, it's so wonderful.
So he was a maverick until Trump says he. How can you be a maverick when you got caught? So we hate Trump, but now we elect Trump. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get this
That was
going.
An unfortunate state.
But let me say this. I want to be the Tiger Woods of politics.
Yeah, the what?
I want to be the Tiger Woods of politics.
The title?
Tiger.
Oh, the Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Whoa.
Tiger Woods of politics. Tiger
yeah.
Woods of politics.
I got that.
When in the world did we start doing Tiger on a golf course? Golf courses are usually and they get paddles to say quiet.
And they talk like this.
Right.
On the green.
And all of a sudden, yesterday,
side.
They're going, Tiger, Tiger.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched any of the post.
I watched
post
yeah.
match stuff. And they had Tiger Woods sitting in the room with the fireplace and the two
yeah.
guys. And they still all talk like this.
And they're going, Tiger, Tiger. I'm going, what? But it was a magical moment. Because, one, I'm a Tiger Woods fan.
Yeah.
My value of my watch went up.
Good.
Because Tiger won, he proved himself to be one of the best players of the game, which made me feel good. And I am just happy
yeah.
to see him win, to see him do a comeback after, I think, 12 years.
Yeah, yeah. It has an interesting story. You know, I've kind of been following what goes. I'm not a big golf fan, and I don't play golf, and I don't really watch golf tournaments. But his story is really interesting. And it's kind of interesting that when his dad died, everything went south. Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me tell you
what happened. And he's back. It's taken him a number of years to work his way back.
Listen, when his dad died, he went to a womanizing clause that we're before the day is out. I'm going to talk about the judgment zone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a problem when you judge people on their private. He wasn't accused of sexual assault and or harassment. He was just out doing what Chamberlain said he did, getting as many women as he possibly could. And then he had to come back and apologize, not to his wife, but you got to understand his wife cracked him in the back. That's why his back was out. I'm telling you guys now.
I know that was
if
so
you
funny.
Want to know, he has not
she
been right. His wife, when she went to that golf club, I can see she had a little black in her. And she said, I'm going to kill you. But she found out, one, for embarrassing me. And so she went after him with a golf club, cracked him in the back, and that's why he lost the tooth and the back. That's why he was on opioids, because he had a bad back, because his back hurt. That's why he was asleep at the light. And now he's getting his life back together again, and he won, because now his back is healing, and he is being better. But his wife cracked him in the back.
And it's really nice, because, again, what I've read is that his dad, when he was living, pretty much kept him in line with everything. And then when dad died, for the first time, you're experiencing a degree of freedom. And believe me, I've been there. I know how some of this goes. And he went out and he had a good time. And now he's getting his life back together. That's terrific.
I loved watching him. I loved his passion yesterday,
yeah.
The passion of a father. to see him go and hug his son like that. And if you ask him, he said he wanted his kids to see him win.
Yeah.
Man, that's a driving force that you can't stop.
Sure.
And I think that it should be a Father's Day card.
You think?
I think it should be because kids need to see
fathers. His mother was so sweet when his mother was hugging him. Back.
Yeah.
What a beautiful picture that was.
So when you look at him hugging his father when he first won, then hugging his son when he won yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many kids have never felt the love of a dad like that?
Right.
And that was a Father's Day card all day long. You want to do what you do for your dad.
Yeah.
And I can say this, it's not Father's Day week, but Mark, you're the same. You gush over that kid of yours.
Yep. Well, you know, fathers are greatly underestimated in society today, and that's certainly a topic for a whole show, you know.
And we'll probably do that closer to Father's Day.
That, yeah.
But I mean, I just want you to know, when you saw that yesterday and the power that kid had when he saw his dad.
Yeah.
And their eyes.
Yeah.
Because remember, yesterday was not about money.
Yeah.
And history had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But to see his dad, see his kid look at his dad as a hero. And then the stupid guy inside the lodge asked, well, how did that feel? Well, how would you feel if your kid looked at you as a superhero? You were bigger than Superman yesterday.
Yeah.
That had to be amazing.
Yeah. 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 That's great.
But why are they asking that question?
What question?
The question, they were sitting around the fireplace yesterday before they went out in the lodge. And one of the guys, well, how did it feel? Did your son to look at you? I'm like, dude, how would you feel if your kid looked at you like Superman?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I just thought it was a stupid question.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm going to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. When I come back, I got to talk to you about Trump's tax returns and the Mueller report. Will they ever get it right? Because it seems that we just can't do anything worthwhile to make him look halfway good. We'll see you on the other side.
Father's dead.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I was talking about his father. Tiger was playing for his son. And so they put a picture when he first won the tournament in 1997.
Oh, they were talking to the
son. And
the
parallel.
In the interview.
And then he was duplicating what his father, his first win was about him and his dad.
Yeah.
His last win yesterday was about he and his son.
I got it. I was having trouble following what you were trying to say because I know his father had
died.
No,
his
father
died.
About,
No, I'm talking about his son.
Okay,
I looked at him yesterday and go, you know, you've got a kid who, in today's society, most kids do not look at their father as Superman anymore.
I'm following. Okay, yeah. I'm following you now.
That's why there's a card here.
Got it.
Because you've got that little boy in that red shirt who was dressed like his dad.
Yeah.
His eyes just, dad is Superman.
Yes.
Come on now. And then you had to understand that Tiger, when he won, he said his dad was Superman.
Yeah.
And it was just a great photo. And it showed the importance of male bonding and father and son that is being taken away from in society.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I was amazed. It was just a good thing. No, I know his dad died.
I couldn't get it out of my head. Trying to say, gotcha. Okay.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your next replacement windows, please call the Moran family at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Got Mark Manzi in studio with me. I'm Tracy Winbush. And our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. You can see us on Facebook Live. I want to welcome everyone who's watching this there. I want to welcome everybody who's on Blog Talk listening to us there. And everyone who's listening to us on WHKZ, you guys got to call us. Don't call me on the phone afterwards, and don't catch me going down the street when I'm eating lunch. I listened to you today, and I really agreed. You're supposed to call me on the air and just talk. That's why they make cell phones. Cell phones are to talk to Tracy.
That's
right. You got to plug it in, put the number in, 516 8-9-5.
Try it again. 516-595-8258.
Do you know how long it took me to get the phone number and then get it tied together? We could actually get it. Do you know how much work I put into that?
I know how much work you put into it. I can't figure out. We come in here before the show, folks, and she's there, you know, typing and typing and pushing and marking and swiping and doing all this stuff over here. And
I'm
looking at all
mobile.
These screens and all these boxes and all these wires and all these plugs, and I'm thinking, I can barely turn on a transistor radio.
I'm trying to become a mogul. That's why I'm going to beat up all you guys in a minute.
Are you
going to
be a mogul?
I want to be a mogul. But I don't want to be a mogul like the CBS mogul, because he lost like $35 million for a harassment case.
Well, he was a bad guy, but I don't think
was
he's
he a
crying,
black? But let me ask this. Was he a bad guy?
Yeah.
Was it an admission of guilt?
Hey, guys are guys. It's a guy thing. So, boys will be boys.
No, boys can't be boys anymore. You know why? Because we are indoctrinated to worship ourselves and dare to defy.
Absolutely.
Have you listened to the Defy commercial?
The which commercial?
Dare to Defy.
No, I haven't seen
on
that commercial.
CW. You have to listen to the Dare to Defy commercial.
Okay.
You have to understand that there is a move to make
all choices, all orientations, all lifestyles,
all possibilities.
Because when we defy assumptions,
change happens. When we defy division,
hope happens.
When we defy judgment,
love happens. We are open to all, and we defy anything that stands in our way.
So my question to you is, when we talk to Dare to Defy, dare to break the rules, are all rules meant to be broken? One. That's one question that I have for the day. And the second question is, when do we not go that far?
Wow. That's profound.
Because there are limitations within the rules. You do not run in front of a train. You don't stand on a train track in front of a moving train. That's common sense. I was watching something on television the other day, and they're trying to tell me that common sense is popular sense. Popular sense is not common sense. Common sense is that you do not put your finger inside an electrical outlet. Bad things happen. That's common sense.
Or hang off of an infinity pool with an 80-foot drop trying to take a selfie.
That's correct. You don't do that. That's not common sense. That doesn't make sense. And we're not telling our children to dare to defy. Now, don't get me wrong. I am one for coloring outside the lines. And I'm not good at it all the time, but I'm good at going outside the lines. And I'm not saying that you're always supposed to color inside the box. But rebellion is as witchcraft. And when you look at what's going on with some things in our society, dare to defy is not what I would call a good indoctrination of our young people.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to look very far for examples where it's worked, where you've defied in ways you ought not to defy and have been successful, and where it has not worked, where you've defied in ways and you've turned out to going to be going to jail for a long time.
So,
and then there's two cases right now that are examples. We joke around about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
But she has been very successful.
That's correct.
In promoting herself and defying authority in ways that have pushed her into the realm of celebrity.
That's correct.
And so whether she wins or loses again next year becomes irrelevant, because she's going to be a celebrity the rest of her life. She'll have a, you know, if she loses, she'll have a reality show, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The one that didn't work was Avenatti.
Okay, that's
who
correct.
Who defied, and he's going to jail.
That's correct.
So our system doesn't seem to be geared towards people who play by the rules, whether you're an immigrant taking a back seat to illegals who've come into the country, whether you're Cortez, who is not following the rules in the House and within her party, but is being successful in promoting herself. And I don't know how you deal with that, because if you want to be successful in this country, it seems like you actually have to do some stuff that's not so nice.
605, your mic is on. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm taking a look at your description page. And you're talking about who governs America now.
Right.
Is it the American public? The American public hasn't been governing ourselves since the inception of the United States. It's always been in special interests from colonial times to now. So that's the short answer. Anybody give an answer like that before?
No, I believe they have. But my question is, when will America actually step up and understand that they're not governing?
I couldn't quite hear that because my phone thing.
I don't think America understands that they're not in charge.
Wow.
And the question is, who is in charge?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Why is that?
Because Americans were in charge when they put Trump into office.
No.
Americans put
Trump into office. But again, who controls the narrative from the day that he went on?
He did. And he has been his own man since he got in there. He's not taking any marching orders from anybody.
So where's your Congress and your representative of government?
He's showing them to be irrelevant. He's exposing them in ways they've never been exposed before. And it's almost funny to sit and laugh. His popularity, I read an article the other day.
Carla, I need you to turn this. I got a feedback coming in. Thanks. Good, Mark.
Yeah, his popularity is 53% and going up.
But that's just the president. That's not American. Because if you look at what's going on in the other half of America and look at what's going on in the news here and look at what they're bringing up and look at what they're not telling people, people are still being underrepresented.
We don't know if Trump is under any type of marching order or not. I like him. I didn't vote for him, but I like him. But we still don't know because the history of the presidency is that they're not their own people. They're always beholden either to some foreign power, or to the military, or to the lobbyists.
So
even though he's rich, he may not need donations, but he's been around for how many years? I'm sure there's something in his past that somebody can blackmail him with. Like I said, I like him. His policies so far are working. I like his economic policies. His foreign policies aren't so bad. They could be better. He did sign a huge omnibus bill, which I didn't like. But at the same time, we don't know all about everybody who's in the presidency. You know,
so
you have to be a very motivated.
Hello, Tracy.
Huh?
Hold on, Bianchi. So, do you think that he's his own man?
Who, me?
Yes. Do you think? Because I think Trump is his own man. Because he really goes off the rails.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, I didn't vote for him. Hi, Panky. I didn't vote for him because he's a megalomaniac. But that kind of megalomania, which he now expresses in the presidency, I happen to like because I like his policy. But I'm saying there's a possibility that the man could be the Trojan horse or the Manchurian candidate. We never know for sure what's behind somebody's motivations.
Set a point there.
Yeah, I make a point there. Well, that's pretty much true, I think, for just about every president we have. You never know.
And that's what he said about 30 seconds ago. Yes.
That's true. Bianchi, your mic is on. Good morning.
Yeah, you and that other guy's got the echo.
I don't know.
It seems like I hear myself. But no, Tracy, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Good morning to you, Joe. I can't think of the other person's name. But I'm happy to hear you back.
Good to be back on. Good to be with you guys.
Yes, and if you're talking about the politics, of course you know when you was last speaking to all of us that I supported and voted for Donald Trump and very happy with what he has stuck to, according to what I heard him speak on at his rallies. And now we're seeing the mess that results. You know, I'm going to tell you, if it hadn't been for him being elected, all the revealing information and pulling the covers back never would have been done. And we will continue to be living under the type of male feces that we have been exposed to. He's a godsend.
What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, he's right. I voted for him because I don't think there was going to be another man that could occupy the office with the backbone and the fortitude to do the exposure that needed to be done, and he's doing it up till this day. It's interesting, now that the Mueller report is done, you know, he's like a lion charging ahead. He did a lot of stuff under the, well, nobody was looking for the first 2 years. Now he's out fighting. Bush wouldn't have done that.
No one would have done it. No one could have done it. No one that I saw on the 17 that were up in 2016.
Maybe the guy from New Jersey.
Christie?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think Christie had the kahunas.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think Rand Paul could have done a lot, but I think they'd agree on that.
But I don't think he would have been as effective as Donald Trump.
Oh, I agree with you there. No,
Trump is his own engine.
And going forward, you know, he's only pushed the covers back maybe to the bottom of the pillow. Now watch out. It's going to be a very, very interesting 6 months.
We're going to go on for the ride, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to see people go into jail. And I'll tell you who they're going after.
They're not going to jail.
But Barr's going after Brennan, and he's going after Clapper, and he's going after Comey. That's what he's going after.
Jeff and I have this big thing about I don't think they're going to go after the Obama administration.
I don't either.
I don't think anybody there is going to go to jail. I think they're going to leave all that alone.
But Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, they're going to get them on what they did with those warrants, and it's serious stuff. They're going to go to jail for a while.
I'd like to see Comey go just for being stupid. He needs to go for just being dumb.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKT AM 1440. You got Mark Manchin to do with me. I've got callers on the line. Hey, 605, what's your name?
My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe, thanks for calling in. You're going to hold on for a minute? I'll be right back.
No problem.
Okay. WHK AM 1440. Our calling number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I learned a new word today.
What's that?
Megalomania.
Megalomania?
Do you know the definition?
Yeah. Somebody who is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. Hey, Joe? And Fionn,
yeah.
The mics are still hot. I can talk during my break. Facebook Live can't hear you, but Mark can still hear you. But thank you for the new word, megalomania. That's a sixth
megalomania,
word.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you take
that's a word for that. That's a power?
If you look it up, you probably see.
Huh?
You probably see Trump's picture in the dictionary. A megalomaniac is somebody who... somebody who thinks very, very highly of himself, you know, very practically very narcissistic, and thinks he's always right. So that's a megalomaniac.
Mark, are you a megalomaniac?
No, but I can name about 20 people who are. And he's talking, and I'm thinking the faces are flashing in front of my mind who I know fit that description. One in particular who I've been having a run-in with over the last 2 years. I used to call it short man syndrome, but megalomania.
I like the word. That's the word of the day.
The Napoleon concept, that complex. You know?
Yeah, except that Trump is 6'1", so he's not concerned about being short.
No, he's a big man.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch as those around him fall, and he's still standing, and they keep coming at him, and he keeps shoving them off. It's just like boom, 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 and down they go, and out they go.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah. Because you know what? He's right.
I'll wear my MAGA hat out in public, but I can't pick a fight. I don't know what it is about me.
What? Oh, come on, Bianca.
Bianca, go over to Chicago and give Gussie Smollett a hard time.
Wasn't that a downright shame what happened there?
Hey, listen, hold on, guys. I gotta come back up in a minute.
I love this. They're showing up there right now.
Say that.
With the House Dems going after them. They want the documents on Trump's plan to ship the illegals to the sanctuary cities.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
I've been laughing about that all weekend.
Hey. And we're back listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. If you need replacement windows, if you need new siding, new doors, you want home improvement, you want to call them for an estimate, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW.
You needed their windows last night.
Whoa, that was serious. I got in just in time.
Yeah, that was a little scary. That was a little scary last night.
Especially when I'm 10 floors up. I've never seen anything like
that.
And
if you had Windows World windows, you had nothing to fear.
That is true. What does that sound like? That is not underdog. If you need windows, call Window World. Nothing to fear. Window World is here.
That was scary last night. I went to the basement.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, the wind came up, and once a tornado is as much as I was concerned about trees falling on the house. And
I looked out the window and said, wow, thank God I made it in. I had just taken some baklava out to the trash.
You took baklava out of the trash?
Boxes.
Oh, boxes.
I'm still moving.
Tracy, I don't hear so good.
You won't put your headset on.
Because it hurts my ears.
Put your head on.
I'm glad
my
you
honor,
didn't take that. Out of the trash.
And if you don't like the cheap headsets, buy expensive ones. Jeez, Window
keep
World.
I keep hearing the keep, so I don't know if I'm on or not.
You are on.
I am on. Okay.
I have a question about sanctuary cities. Can the president actually ship people to the sanctuary cities?
Yes. There's no
Who knows? Because the Democrats say it's against the law. But you know what, though? I don't. All this pomp and circumstance and political theater about immigration, the presidency has the power without need of judicial review. There was an article written by Andrew McCarthy in the National Review, and the presidency doesn't need any type of law passed by Congress for him to deal with immigrants any way he deems at all. The immigrants are not citizens of the United States. Therefore, they're not entitled to the rights that are endowed to the citizens of the United States. He, at his discretion and his discretion only, can take care of immigrants the way he sees fit. He can either imprison them, or he can leave them where they drown, or he can deport them.
Does that fall under national security? Because you know the president, his job is to secure the border. That's part of the president's one of his main jobs.
Yeah.
So immigration and people that are foreign coming penetrating our country, that would become under his major purview. Am I correct?
Yeah. Congress makes laws though relating to it,
but
the president has to abide by the laws. I mean, there are certain things he can do under executive authority, executive power. This declaration of emergency that he did to try to do some stuff. He can do what he wants through that, but it's going to make its way through the courts. And he'll, you know, in a year or two, they'll say, yeah, you can do what you did. But that doesn't take care of the immediate problem. And we have a new Republican today. And I'm so excited. Cher.
Cher who?
Cher. You know, Cher. You know.
Cher. I got you, babe, Cher. How did she become a Republican?
Because she said that how can Los Angeles take in any more immigrants when we can't take care of our own homeless?
She's got a point there.
Yeah, but this is a woman who 6 months ago was calling Trump every name under the book because he was a racist and wouldn't take in immigrants.
This is the reaction that he wanted. He said, if you want immigrants, if you want people, I'll give you people. Now, the liberals who were always saying, well, you know, they're over here to take care of their families and to get a new life. Once they realize that these immigrants are going to be right next door, they ain't going to be so liberal anymore.
He's got a point there. Okay to be liberal as long as you don't move next to me.
And you know what's going to be fun?
That's
because
right.
I think
That's
this fine. Is what he's trying to do. He is going to make a shipment of immigrants. I mean, that is how the Democrats are—they're dumping them. Dumping them, you know, in you're dumping trash in the cities. He's going to take some immigrants up and start putting them into San Francisco, Los Angeles, maybe Portland, maybe Seattle, and then some dumb attorney general is going to file a lawsuit to prevent him from bringing illegal immigrants to those states. That's what he's going to try to do. And the optics of that
is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. And I know that's what he wants. He's daring them to try to stop him. And it's going to be great. And what dummy is going to file the lawsuit, and there'll be some dummy that goes and files the lawsuit?
They're going to do it.
Well, if they're complaining about how these illegals are being so drastically mistreated while in the custody of Homeland Security and ICE, well, then let them take the custody until the court cases can come around to them. And let them treat them in a heavenly fashion. That's what I see.
The mayor of Oakland said, you know, that Wonder Babe said it's cruel that they're doing that. Cruel how? You want them, you're going to give them health care, you're giving them protection, you're giving them driver's license. What's cruel about
actually,
that?
Actually, in California, they can vote.
Yeah, they can vote for local
right.
elections.
They're illegal.
Why don't you want them?
I agree.
And she said Oakland would take anyone, no matter what the circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Now's your chance. And then she's complaining on television yesterday and on Saturday.
Well, I told you, Mark. Listen,
he wants the lawsuit.
Listen, I want you in as long as you don't live next to me.
Yeah.
See, bring me your
board
downtown. Just don't be in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just don't be in my neighborhood.
And isn't that the fallacy of white liberal?
Have you seen what
politics?
Happens when you try to put a group home in a suburban neighborhood?
Watch out! I've been in legal entanglements three times with that over my career.
Do you see what happens when that happens?
They go nuts.
So
I tell you what, there are some black communities right, not far from Ferguson, but it is far. And the liberal politics out of St. Louis is putting people coming out of St. Louis. And, you know, we're not laughing at people or trying to be mean, but some folks just cannot live in certain areas for a whole host of reasons. And they're being inserted in these areas, like Ferguson, for instance, and beyond Ferguson. And, I mean, it's just a total mess, crime. You got the depreciation of property value. You have a whole different scene in the way streets are being cluttered with trash and bowels and so on and so on and so on. So that's a tactic that they have and have been using for a long time.
So when do we wake up and find out? When do we wake up and find out that we've been duped? That the American people have been trumped by somebody other than Trump, but by actually society itself?
I think they're waking up. I think we're – and I've noticed a difference the last couple of weeks that America the conversation, and that's even on CNN and MSNBC, is moving a little bit more in the direction of normalcy. Not much, but a step in the right direction. It's like America is waking up and rubbing its eyes and trying to figure out what day it is. And I think as we go forward
– I keep on hearing myself now. Jesus. America's, in a way, has awakened many years ago, but they've absorbed the principles in an abstract way that Congress is corrupt. But it takes a hell of a heart, somebody's heart who is not faint, in order to say, yes, those people in Congress are corrupt enough to sell me down the river. That is what's holding people back. Because no matter what country you're in, you always want to believe, even if it's a dictator, that somehow, somewhere, this guy that's in charge of you, he's looking out for you. And that's why people keep voting Dems and Republicans in every 2 years, because they keep surviving on hope.
But
that,
Joe, listen,
well, the Dems might be, yeah.
Listen to this. I was listening to the news a little bit earlier, and they were talking about the tax return. And people, especially those in underserved communities right now, are not getting as much money back as they have in the past because no one told them they needed to adjust their
tax
W-2.
Forms.
Their tax forms. Mm-hmm. And so they no one told them that. They just told them what happened. They don't have an accountant that tells them anything. So right now, those people who usually had this savings plan no longer have the savings plan in effect through their income tax return because no one told them they needed to do something on the front end. But isn't that like America, to make sure that there is a benefit, but we won't tell you how to get it?
Well, look, the whole answer is that Congress is corrupt and has been corrupt for decades. I mean, totally corrupt. Corrupt to the point where they don't care about the people and will be willing and have sold America down the river. The fact that we have all these illegals coming in and Congress does nothing about it violates common sense. They're doing it because they're being paid to do it. They're crooks, and they're almost all of them deserve to go to jail. But to answer your question about when will people wake up, they're not going to until the mainstream media pushes another narrative out there talking about how Congress, the Dems in particular, have sold them out. Until that happens, we're circling the drain now.
You've got a point there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a point there.
Yes, he's got.
I can't contradict that in any way, shape, or form, because my concern is the people that don't know, the people who are not involved, the people that should be involved and are not.
I think I'd add one component to what he said.
What's that?
And I was having some trouble with my hearing, as you know I'm having today. So, but one of the things that's going on in Congress with immigration in particular, it's more than corruption. It is they like it the way it is, because ultimately their goal is to make as many immigrants come in as possible, allow them to vote, and they're all going to vote Democratic.
So they all can become megalomaniacs.
Yeah, and they as much said so back when Obama ran. They spelled out what they were going to do, and they drove the white male blue-collar worker out because that number was declining. What they wanted is a growing member of their constituency, and which is a bunch of these diverse groups which don't necessarily get along with each other, which I don't know how they're going to pull that off. But it's their intent to let these people in. They want it this way. It's designed to do it.
But where will America stand when we get done with this? I got to take another call. 510, your mic is on. Good morning. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No. So when I see people on TV saying, you know, well, it's very simple to fix. Why doesn't Congress do it? Congress doesn't do it because the Democrats in charge like it this way.
But you know what? The Republicans have been in charge and they didn't do anything about it.
Well, that's because, listen, Paul Ryan and that group of Republicans drank the Kool-Aid. This is a group of Republicans who think they're trying to get the approval of moderate Democrats that they're never going to get. And Paul Ryan bought that. And he says, Republican, and John McCain did too. These folks felt that the Democrats were right, that the future of America is in the Hispanic community coming in, and we have to be accommodating to that because that's who's going to be voting 30, 40 years from now, and if we want to be there, we have to participate in that. The problem is that it's turning out that vote-wise in this country, it's not working out the way the Democrats wanted. That's one of the reasons why all of a sudden they're moving back to the black community, because it didn't work out with the Hispanics
not,
the way they
not,
thought it was going
to
work out.
They're not moving back to the black community. The problem is the pendulum swings with the black community. But the problem is they're not going back to the black community because they were never there. The problem is they have and this is where dumb Republicans come in. They're not smart enough to come up and show them at this present time.
Sure, you're right.
That there is an alternative to where you're going, and they don't and they don't want it because they need it, but they don't want it. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
The black community doesn't like Hispanics per se.
What's that? They don't like them.
The Muslims don't get along with the Jews. And all of these are being put into this Democratic coalition, and it's not going to work. Hispanics are primarily Catholic, family-oriented, with lots of kids.
That's correct.
And they I agree with them, you know, for one point, there's a lot of bad eggs that come in the way we have it right now, but for the most part, you know, they're hardworking folks.
Yeah, they are.
Man,
okay. They are marginalized.
This is for my name.
They have marginalized black people.
Yeah.
8510.
Damn.
Good morning.
Hey.
Who? How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Listen, I got feedback going on in my phone because I've got my commercials going during the break. As soon as I come back up, I'll bring you
that's
up, okay?
Man.
Sir?
I think that's a man. I think that's a man, bro.
Huh? Oh,
that's gross.
He may be a drive-by. He's probably here just to cause trouble.
Say that again.
I said it's probably a drive-by, probably here just to cause trouble.
Okay, I did.
Well, Tracy, don't you have any questions to ask me as if I'm at an interview?
I know your grandson's doing well. I know you're making a lot of money and doing well. The question is, can I get a loan? That's the question. I mean, all the other questions I already know the answer to.
Well, that's a very
important.
Yeah, it's a very important political question. Something Hillary has pondered a long time.
Well, my grandson is doing very well. He's his fourth year in engineering.
Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Mark Manchin in the studio. Got Joe on the phone. I got Pianchi on the phone. Good to have them back. Good to have them with me. It's been a while since we've all been in the same room at the same time. Facebook Live, I promise you, I will eventually tie all this little bow together. It's just taking a minute, so I'm sorry you cannot hear these great people that are listening in. But we got people inside the chat room. It's good morning to have good to have them there also. And looking forward to having you on the phone also. Emma brought to you by Window World. Oh, my God.
Well, you better watch out, Tracy, about Facebook Live. You better make preparations for transferring your show to another website because Facebook Live is actively shutting down the small conservatives. There's another guy who has a show on Blog Talk Radio, and they shut him down. And I advised him to go to a different website so that he won't have to be affected by Facebook. I think they shut him down over on YouTube, too. So you better make preparations. Yeah, I mean, we're all little people on Blog Talk, but they're coming after us now. So,
isn't that amazing? What happened to freedom of speech and being able to express yourself? I was watching the Kings of Comedy, and they were talking about the freedom of speech, and you have the right to say whatever you choose if you're willing to accept the consequences for what you say. So why can't we just say what we want to say and get it out there? Why do we have to be censored by Facebook and YouTube and all?
They're privately
owned.
People that don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, No, it's not just that. If they were privately owned and believed in the freedom of speech, they wouldn't be interfering with the conservative element that's on their web pages. If you ever wondered about, well, how did Facebook so quickly overcome MySpace and become the number one platform in the world outside of Google and YouTube?
Wow.
I think, as the rumor goes, is that they were probably funded by the United States. The United States probably owns Facebook. And since the United States can't shut us down, otherwise there would be a revolt because we would know it would come from the government, they're letting private enterprise do it so that everybody can blame Zuckerberg when in reality it's the government. As long as you believe that the government is tremendously corrupt, everything makes sense.
Wow.
You thinking about that?
Because I mean, everything the government touches turns to crap.
Yeah.
Look at education.
Everything.
And
it's not just
people are convincing me that we still teach civics in school, but our kids come out and don't know who the vice president is. So you can't tell me that you're teaching something, or you have the majority of people not wanting the Electoral College and then telling me that you understand that you would type civics in school. I don't understand how you can do both. How can you walk out of a public school and not be patriotic?
Because we're an evil country. We do terrible things.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
And we always have. That's nothing new.
And so does every other country, only what they do is worse.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant if what they do is worse. What we do here in America, we do great things and we do bad things. But to connect the dots, to show you how the government is manipulating us to become stupid, does anybody on the line know of any high school in America that offers logic or critical thinking as a formal course?
Yeah.
What?
No.
That's why we
does
need
anybody know
choice.
Of any high school? No.
No.
But see, no, well, but you have to take that in college as an elective. By the time you get to college, your brain is about 75% formed to become a stupid human being. If you were given
They may call the course critical thinking, but it's not. They make it into something
else. They don't
else.
Have it in high school. They don't have it in high school, and they don't have logic in high school. Don't you think that if we could study logic and critical thinking in high school, that any of the crap that any politician feeds us, we would say, are you crazy? Are you kidding me?
That's just like they don't teach money in school. America,
well,
the world runs on money, but they don't teach you money management and credit worthiness.
I wanted to tell you one thing before we move on. We're reaching the end of the show over here.
What's that?
I watched a movie last night.
Yes.
And what I could tell you, there are no black people at Rydell High School.
Who's Rydell?
Greece. Made in 1978. I did not see one African-American face the entire movie. I watched it last night.
In Greece?
In Greece. John Travolta, you know.
Are there any black people over there?
Nope.
Should I go? I should go.
Well, I watched it.
If you in Greece, if you in Greece and you see another black person, it's like Lassie come home.
Oh, well.
I could not believe it.
Oh, man.
I was watching this movie last night, and I said to Ginger, my God, I said, there are zero minorities in this movie. Not one Asian, not one Hispanic. There are a couple of Italians, but, you know, that was in 1978, how far we've come in 30, 40 years. That was 40 years ago.
Grease the movie.
Grease the movie, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Grease the Country.
Me too.
No.
I thought you were about Grease the Country.
No, he was mentioning Travolta. Yeah.
But I don't. Not one African American, not one Asian.
Is that why I've never watched the movie?
Huh?
That's why I didn't watch the movie.
I don't know why you didn't watch the movie, but I watched it last night, and I said to Ginger, I felt like I was watching the Hallmark Channel.
Well, what was the movie that Wolfman Jack was in? American Pie?
I gotta go, guys.
No. Oh, it may have been.
You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Styx will be here with me. I want you to be with us also. Tell your friends and your neighbors that we're brought to you by Wind the World and tell them to Tracy sent you to come out and get a quote. And we'll see you then. God bless and have a great day.
That was American Graffiti.
American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah. Back in, yeah.
It wasn't no black center in Neva, but that was a damn good movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't have blacks in every movie. If you're going to have a movie about Westerns, right? Are you going to have a movie that's going to be predominantly. You can't have predominantly black people in a movie. We're going to talk about white settlers going against Indians.
Right. Yes, you can. They did it for years.
They did it as token expressions so that there wouldn't be any type of backlash. But there were very, very few black settlers within the stories that they were talking about, like Kit Carson or Billy the Kid or Jesse James. Or like
James was black.
Oh, well, you know, he underwent the same kind of Michael Jackson did.
Right. Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, I got to go. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Come back and visit us again. Pianki, good hearing from you. Joe, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Thanks.
See you, Pianki.